In GPB news, correction officials say they seized nearly 10,000 contraband items from state prisoners in the first 3 months of the year. Drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, and handmade weapons top the list of banned items taken from inmates during that time. Shakedowns at 20 of Georgia's 33 state prisons found 3,000 more items prisoners aren't allowed to have, including cell phones. Commissioner Gregory Dozier says it's shocking that so much contraband made it into Georgia's prisons. He says stopping the flow is a significant public safety issue. Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson says a new bill will improve health care access for veterans. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Last week, the Senate passed the VA Mission Act and sent it to the president's desk. The bill makes it easier for veterans to seek private care outside VA facilities. It also makes sure those facilities get paid. The Republican Senator and Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman says the Mission Act ensures top quality care inside and outside the VA.
But there's a point in time you've got to face reality. And that is, we've got to install the very best systems so that we have the most economical delivery of those benefits we can possibly have.
President Trump is expected to sign the bill sometime next month. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
At least 80 students at Tecula High School must retake their final exams after answers to the tests were posted on social media. WSB reports the picture spread around the Gwinnett County School, leading dozens of 10th graders to cheat on their literary arts, chemistry, and world history finals. Administrators spotted the social media post and tracked down the students that cheated. A school spokesperson says the offenders were given zeros on their finals as well as other disciplinary consequences. The number of people taking MARTA has decreased for the second year in a row. The Federal Transit Authority says ridership numbers were down 3% last year. That's in spite of the nearly 60% increase some MARTA stations saw after part of I-85 collapsed last March.